Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is a quote from A Course in Miracles, and it says, "Would you be hostage to your ego or host to God?" Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So, what's it mean?
Well, let me read a little bit more of the quote. Good morning, Chas, by the way. All right, let me read this paragraph. "Would you be hostage to the ego or host to God? You will accept only whom you invite. You are free to determine who shall be your guest and how long he shall remain with you." Right?
Mm.
And then down below it says, "Real freedom depends on welcoming reality." Now, fear is not reality, right? Fear is just made up by the mind, generated by the mind. So it's saying real freedom depends on welcoming reality, which is truth, God. And of your guests, only the Holy Spirit is real. Do not be satisfied with imaginary comforters, for the comforter of God is in you. Oof,
I love that part.
Yes, yes.
Imaginary comforters.
So what do you think that would mean? What would be an imaginary comforter? Because it would be one of ego's tricks to try to give you a false sense of comfort. Like things. Things used to give me a false sense of comfort. I comforted myself with stuff, material things. Probably a lot of my life, honestly. But now I can see it doesn't offer me any comfort anymore. It doesn't work. That part has been smashed.
Yeah, I get comfort from, well, I don't think that I always did comfort myself with those things. But there is a softness in my house that comforts me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not talking about like the feeling, you know, there's that your house is comfortable, my house is comfortable, but looking for a false sense of comfort, in other words, going to the refrigerator when we're upset, going shopping when we're upset. That's a false, to me, that's a false sense of comfort.
Yeah. Food. I use food.
Yeah. And I can't.
I eat my feelings with food. I definitely do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that story that my little girl likes to play, that someone's coming to save us, that's a false comforter.
Yeah. There you go. Yes. Imagination sometimes.
Yeah.
Illusions.
Fantasies,
yes,
are false, definitely false comforters. I relate so much to that quote.
So it says, "Do not be satisfied with imaginary comforters, for the comforter of God is in you." And what that means for me, Chas, is that I guess you would call it the Holy Spirit. I don't really like to label it. I just call it the voice. But there is a voice in me that I hear often, that is always kind and gentle and comforting. It's always talking to me. I can't always hear it because ego can be loud sometimes. Fear can be loud sometimes, but there is a comforter in me. And what it's saying is there's a comforter in everybody, but we have to be able to hear it. We have to open our ears, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we open our ears? Like, it doesn't make sense why we would choose the other, but we do. I do. I mean, we all do. It just, when you say a quote like that, like, it's just like, why wouldn't we choose that?
I know.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
Because we're conditioned not to.
Yes. It's not the way we've been taught. It's not the way society does things, right?
Probably the most natural, comforting thing, and we resist it.
Yeah. Yeah, to know that God's voice, the voice for God, I should say, lives within all of us, but sometimes the ego is so loud, you know, it's busy causing harm, wreaking havoc, you know, making us feel bad about ourselves or making us doubt our decisions or, you know, all the things that it can do. It can get in the way. And it's so in the beginning, it says, would you be hostage to the ego or host to God? Right?
Yeah. Do you think it's as simple as making a choice?
Yes. It's not simple. All right. Let's say easy, but not simple, but not easy.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I think it's just a practice.
Yeah.
Of Course in Miracles is a practice. It's a spiritual practice that you practice every day, just like our recovery. You know, we practice the 12 steps every day. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. Ego does take us hostage.
Yeah.
It sure does. Mm. With all its nonsense.
Yeah.
Some days I don't know what the heck happened.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. And I don't always tell in all my thoughts, oh, no, I shouldn't. But some days I'll even say them to you and you're like, what the heck? like, dang, your head really does come after you. Like, dang, yeah, girl. It really does. It really does.
Yours wants to beat you up.
Yeah. It really does. Like, it'll go for, like, the low, low, low blow. Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting because mine can't beat me up anymore. But
thank
it comes
God.
After, yeah, but it comes after me in other ways. It just finds another way to hook you.
You're right. So is it all the same?
It's like, kind of the same, yeah. It's just different ways the ego hooks us in. It's like it knows our weak spots. And it can pull us, it can rein us in.
Right? Yeah.
And that's why I love this part of the quote too, where it says real freedom depends on welcoming reality, truth, right?
Yeah.
That we may have to pull ourselves back many, many times during the day back to, wait a minute, I'm back in my mind again. What is truth? And get grounded in truth again and again.
Right? Yeah. And the really cool part, and this is the thing that not everybody knows, like, the really cool part is when you learn there is a choice.
Yes.
Like, that, and I know I talk about this a lot, but that's why truth has been so valuable for me, because I didn't know I had a choice. Like, I didn't know there was anything else until truth was presented to me. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, you mean what my head's been saying this whole time? Like, there's an, like, it's not true. Like, I didn't know. So that's the cool part, right? Is you don't have to be held hostage by your mind.
Right.
Yeah. You've kind of trained me to ask myself, like, you've asked me that question so many times over the year. Like, what's your truth? What's your truth? What's the truth? Yes. Over and over and over again.
Yep. Exactly.
Sometimes I want to say I don't know, but I do.
Yes, I don't let you get away with that one.
I do know the truth.
Yeah.
Like, it's always right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always opposite from what my ego says. It's always opposite. Always.
Because the ego's a liar. It lies. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, it is a liar.
It is. It lies, but we believe it. Like, it's like, why would we want to believe all the garbage it says? What is it, 60,000 thoughts a day? Holy crap, that's a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
I'd like to take all that to the city dump.
No wonder we landfill. No wonder we get headaches all the time and
No wonder we worry and stress. Yeah. Like, it's not even what's happening in that very moment, because at this
Never
very
is.
Moment, nothing's happening. It's what we're projecting to the future, and the projection of the future is a result of our experiences from the past. So it's like we're bringing the past into the future and creating this thing. It's not called reality. Projection. And then we get ourselves all worked up. But then when we breathe and come back to the moment, it's like, wait a minute, but in this moment, it's okay. I'm okay. Yeah. And sometimes I have to come back to the moment a lot to remind myself, for this moment, I'm okay. Tomorrow, and I did that, you know, you probably did too when first came into recovery. Like, you know, it's just a one day at a time program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, can you just do this day? Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Just, can you do today? Can you stay sober today? Right? Can you do the right thing today?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So it's just another way to teach ourselves to be in the moment and breathe and come back to truth, which is me. It's the same for me as coming back to God. Come back to God.
Yeah, the two feel the same to me.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Thank God for truth.
Oh, my goodness. I think we'd both be in one of those padded cells.
Yeah. It wouldn't be pretty, okay?
No, it would not be pretty.
It would not be pretty. If we were both there at the same time, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. I don't need to.
And thank God for like-minded women, right?
Yeah.
Because that's really a lot what has saved me over the years, too, is just being able to talk about these things that are so important to talk about out loud and process things so that we have a clear understanding of where we're at and our behaviors and our thought process. So there's so much value in processing, so much value.
Yeah.
Saying our truth out loud.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think your intention for the day is?
Oh, my intention today is to do my best to stay in the moment and remind myself, if I have to do it 100 times today, ask myself, is everything okay in this moment? And you know what? Everything is okay in this moment.
Yeah.
How about you?
I just want to be open to what is.
Okay.
Yeah.
To whatever experience life brings you today.
I guess it's kind of the same thing. It's kind of the same as being in the moment. Yeah, I just want to be open to it.
I was been sitting here looking out the window because it's thundering and... And it rained some and then it quit, but I know you're getting ready to go to work and with all your rain gear, right?
Yep. Yep.
Prepare yourself for your day and whatever the day brings you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just you don't have control over the weather.
I don't make a story about it anymore. I did at one time, but I just need to know I'm prepared. I you know, I've endured a lot of really crappy, muddy days, and when you make it through some of those worst days and know you can do it, well, it's done.
Yeah, so there's another thing that it's gifted you with is knowing is to stay out of your head and not project stories, right?
Yeah,
I was about to project one for you. I'm glad you said that.
It's interesting though, because it's not until moments like this where it's like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't play those stories about, so it just goes to show, like, and I've had so many of those moments on here where it's like, no, I don't play that story anymore.
No, it's just making a different choice, right?
Yeah. Like I'm the tired story.
Yeah.
I think that epiphany was on here, like mm-hmm. in the moment. I'm like, wow. Okay. Like it feels lighter.
Yeah.
Like it's gone.
So it's just making a different decision.
It is.
Replacing a negative thought with something empowering.
Yeah.
Or not even needing to give it thought. Like, I'll do my day and trust whatever the day brings. It'll be okay. I'm prepared. Right?
Yeah.
You're prepared. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst that'll happen? I'll get wet.
You've learned to be resilient. That would be the word, I think. Resilient and...
Oh, that's a good word for the day, too. I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good word. Because you want to be... To live in this life, you got to be resilient.
Yeah, true.
There was another word, but I can't pull it up right this moment that came to my mind, too. But just resourceful. Just resourceful that, you know, that you will figure things out. Whatever life brings, you'll figure it out. And yeah, that's a good place to be, is to be resourceful, because resourceful is a whole lot better than helpless.
Oh, yeah, that's a good word to replace helpless with.
Mm-hmm. Resourceful. But you'll always find the sources you need, whether it's a moment with God, a breath, you know, talking about truth, yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah, I like those words. Resourceful and resilient.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On a rainy day. I like rainy days. Yeah, I'd rather be home, like, taking a nap with my soft blanket on a rainy day. But I don't know. I kind of like rainy days now. It's another story that I've changed. I used to be afraid of thunderstorms. Oh. I look at it now as, and we talk about this, just, you know, clearing things out. It just clears stuff out and lets new stuff grow. And I don't know, it always looks prettier after it rains.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations about wanting rain, right?
Yeah, so here it is.
Yep.
Our lakes are shriveling up into lakes? I don't even know what they are.
They look like little baby ponds.
Puddles.
Yeah, puddles.
Yeah.
Like, and our lake out there, there's actually dry land. like there's no water under the bridge. Yep. So you could literally walk underneath it, but
yep,
the fish can't.
You're going to have trees growing there soon.
Yeah. Like that
pond I saw yesterday that I hadn't seen in all that time. And it used to be a lake and now it's a forest.
Yeah.
It's like, what the heck happened? Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah. Well, any last thoughts?
No, I think that's a wrap for today.
All right. Well, thanks for being here this morning. And thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!